Spaghetti time! Oh boy, spaghetti, huh? Yeah, it is. There it is. Eat it.
That don't look like no spaghetti at all.
There. Now it's spaghetti. Now eat it.
This noodle's black. And it hooks up to the TV screen.
Put it in your mouth. Come on.
You're making it me, aren't you?
Oh, you're right. I'm very sorry. The real spaghetti got wet when I was boiling it, so... It's in the dryer.
Well, how do you think so? It's probably dry by now. Let's go get it.
Kind of running dry on content, so I'm going to try and keep an eye more on some better topics to cover for next month or when my next pod is. Hello everyone, this is Operator with another episode of TWAT Tech. I'm going to go over some things for you today. Basically, the utilities that I use to make any of the quick scripts on my site, automated installs, and any Windows utilities that I've found that I use on a pretty much constant basis for little small things. First off, I'm going to start off with cax.exe. It's really great. It's called Command IUX, CommandX. Has a lot of stuff like one-liner command line stuff as far as hiding windows, showing windows, window manipulation, basic dialogues, user control, services, killing processes, all kinds of good stuff. UBCD for Win. Between UBCD for Win, Subart CD, and Backtrack, I can get pretty much everything I need done. Any kind of scans or any kind of anything that needs to be done. It's basically UBCD for Win is the Backtrack for Windows, is what I refer to. Requires the service pack to CD XP, I think, as a minimum. Next thing I use a lot is WinRAR for self-extracting. You can use any self-extractor, 7-zip. It's got all kinds, but WinRAR has a lot of switches that I'm used to as far as overriding and auto-hiding and all that type of stuff. A lot of times, if you have something that you want to have a silent install, you can look online for unattended or /silent and then the name of the program. There's a lot of websites out there that are completely devoted to it, but a lot of times you can just find what you want just by typing unattended or silent and then the name of the program or the name of the executable. You can also try, if it's an MSI or really any executable, you can do /?, and it may or may not come up with, command line switches. You can use there, silent, or /unattended. Also, you want to check the service or license agreement. If you scroll down, sometimes it'll have some command line stuff in there. And also, after you install the program, there might be some stuff in there that you want to use. What I use a lot is wget, along with sed to automate downloads, etc. Any kind of Unix-based stuff that's been ported over to Windows, I tend to use on depending on what I wanted to do. Here's some applications that I use. It's codec packs. Try to stay away from them, but if you had to do one, I suggest K-Lite. It's pretty much the common one that I've seen used. Of course, any Ghost. The newer Ghost stuff has services built in and stuff like that. NT ResKit. It's really old, but there's a lot of stuff in there that pertains to XP and 2000 and can still be used on there. Partition Magic, of course. Make sure you get the right file system, and there's little quirks here and there with Partition Magic. Baby FTP, what it basically name it itself. It's a little FTP server you can run. AnalogX.com, anything on there is kind of neat stuff. Basic little networking applications. The systernals.com guys, of course, anything and everything on there is all kinds of monitoring, TCP stuff, networking, processing, all kinds of great stuff. QuickResNT, it's former QuickResEXE, but it's QResNT.exe that works on NT systems, 2000 XP. It's great for if the administrator disables any kind of resolution changing, you can do it straight off of QResNT. Like I said, CAX, great. Oftentimes, I have a script that does, it's like a chown script, and it has chmod, chown, takeown, xcalc, and unlocker. And between those applications, you can pretty much unlock or enable or delete or manipulate any file that you're trying to delete, even if Windows does God knows what to it. Of course, hijack this. Anything on spyware info. Hotfix backup delete. Basically, it just cleans up the uninstaller list and will remove old hotfix backups. Reg cleaner.exe, reg clean r.exe. It's got a bunch of stuff in there as far as file types and uninstall, and you can just check and uncheck and actually click the uninstall. It's a lot faster than the Windows add remove programs. ResHacker, which Iron Geek mentioned on an earlier episode, it's good for icon manipulation, and if it's a really basic program, you can actually go in there and change some of the dialogue and stuff like that. SC.exe, Windows services, turn and stop, pause, get names, things like that. Manipulation of that, which I would actually prefer KEX for that, but SC.exe is good for just throwing on a disk somewhere. Of course, SpyBot, Spyware Blaster, and Spyware Guard. These are better for 98 machines, because of course Windows 98 doesn't run Defender. XCleaner free, that's how I'll show it spyware info. Pretty much a bleeding edge spyware cleaner. It'll at least tell you what you got, what's going on. Might not remove it properly, but between that and any other spyware stuff, you should be able to pick up everything that's going on. 95 Power Toys. There's some stuff in there that's really old, but there's a few things that I use in there for various things. Handy Recovery, the free version, which comes with the BARP, or actually the UBCD for Windows. There's some good stuff in there. Or IEHV.exe. It's for IE history, just a quick, simple dump of all that stuff if you're doing any kind of data management or data recovery. HFS.exe, it's a mini HTTPD or mini web server. It's comparable to the baby FTP, but it's over our HTTP client. Now I'm just going to quickly go over some of the lame scripts that are on my site. Report kill. Basically, it's going to save all the processes and DLLs to a text file, and then kill all the processes based on the user that's logged in. It's good for if you're logged in and there's 1,000 things on the system and you just want to clean everything up. And then basically what's left over running is either some weird service or a virus or things of that nature. Quick clean and quick secure clean. They'll go in and remove all temp files and all user and application data and all kinds of stuff in there. Wipe all that out. Quick Defenders, a silent install for Defender, Windows Defender that comes with the DLLs and the fixes for 2000, things of that nature. Quick Emules, quick install for Emule. Quick Host and Quick Host Large. Recommend the Quick Host, it's a smaller host file. The Quick Klite is automated Klite codec install, download it and install it for you. Quick MIRC, just makes a quick MIRC that comes with a XDC search. Hasn't been updated in a while. Quick Norton, it's going to download the latest definition files and then do a scan on your basic sys32 and system folders. Quick Snort, it's going to automatically download Snort for Windows and to get the latest plugins and get bleeding Snort, and then automatically have a little patch for you to run. Quick VNC is going to have all the automated install for VNC, reverse and listen mode. Some other stuff. Anti-idle, basically it's a numlock button, so if anybody's logged in, it'll keep them logged in, so that way you don't need their password or anything like that. Just have to note that the numlock key is being pressed every 59 seconds, I think it is. BBS documentary, got a big list of all the stuff in there, downloads from archive.org. Comcast script, if you have on demand, there's Comcast for full listing, it's automatically updated by CromJob. I got some other stuff. Play Hackwork is for Play Network CDs. It's automated script. You just dump your MP3s in there and it'll create a Play Network CD. It's one track, but it works. Proxy in there. There's a Google and Yahoo proxy. And also file search for Google.